The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This man, I want all my people. Guess what? It's about to begin.
We're starting up a war, 2x2 and 4x4. Everybody out the door, grab a partner, hit the floor. Explosion, I just can't ignore. Feel the burning, still want more. It's a rank and strength, boom, 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 it's a rank and strength, come on, let's go.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for smart talk all day. It is Friday the 11th of March and you are on the clock with Erin Green, and today is a sports Friday, so you know I have Mr. Eric Sawyer III joining me in the studio. But before we get to this...
Morning, all.
Good. I want them to know you here. I don't want them to think I cheating again like I may have been cheating last week. He's here from the break. But I got a little housekeeping to get to before we get into the sports talk. Although, I think I got something a little sporty here. First of all, yesterday I talked about a whole bunch of people birthday, and then people who didn't have birthday, I pretend like they had birthday. But I have actual birthday greetings to send out. And I'm glad that you're here, Mr. Sawyer, because we got to send out a belated happy birthday to our boy.
Uncle.
Sarah.
I saw it on Facebook.
Correct. Yeah, man.
Correct.
Happy birthday, Uncle. I was supposed to have you join us today because I want to add a new sport to the list for the debate for the national sport. It's launching. I know plenty of y'all know about that, but y'all didn't know it could be an official Olympic sport. And I know Uncle know about launching, because he is the only judge at the Justice Gardens Corner Boy Olympics, which is why I think you turn out to be the champion every year, Mr. Sawyer. But happy belated birthday to Uncle Sarah. And another important person we have to mention, Mr. Sawyer, happy birthday, belated birthday to Ali Nash Ferguson, one of the biggest supporters and fans of the sport ever.
Ever. You're right.
Yeah, man. So happy birthday to Auntie Arlene Nash Ferguson. Also, if y'all heard that song I opened up the show with, we also got to say a happy belated birthday to Ebony Johnson, 242, a.k.a. Ebony Out and About.
Oh, that's my good friend.
Yeah. I mean, man. And just a special, supportive person.
All the time.
Yeah, man.
Always bubbly. Always ready with a smile.
I want to point out, if y'all been on the Facebooks this week and maybe even the Instagram, you would have seen Ebony highlighting the Foreign Languages Week at the school, at the public school she teaches at.
Yeah.
And she's been doing that all week.
L.W. Young.
Yeah, man. Congratulations, Ebony, on another birthday. And congratulations on that song. I love that song. I was supposed to play it yesterday, but I had a whole bunch of man in the studio, and I had to give them a little time. I was getting mad at me when they don't focus on your man. Anyway, and then happy birthday to Pamela White. I hope that you are enjoying your day. I hope you made it back safely to the sun and the heat, and you're having a good one. Now, another bit of news, a little sad, but also a little celebratory. My former QC Comet, both of us are alumni from QC, Sonia Roll. See, I can't call her a classmate because she was about 3 years or 4 years above me. But the way that Sonia and I linked at QC was this, Mr. Sawyer. I was a junior varsity player, and she was a senior varsity player.
Okay.
And, you know,
you have to train you a little bit.
Yeah. And in fact, I was lucky enough to play on the senior team for a couple of sports. I played soccer. I think I played just a touch of softball and maybe even netball on the senior team. And that's where I would have sort of met Sonia. And Sonia was one of them people that make sure all little children taken care of.
Uh-huh.
Right? And she always made me feel comfortable. And then later in life, when I met Sonia, I realized I've eaten somewhere near our house, like every fruit. She's taking it as a personal mission to preserve as much local fruit as she can, right? And the space that she has.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, man.
And you know where she live?
Yeah. That's another sport.
Mango season soon come around.
Yeah, man. And I am donating fertilizer to trees. And if you own the tree, I mean, we could even talk. But I fertilize in the tree. I don't care what you're doing with your tree.
Right.
We can have mangoes this year. But anyway, Sonia, former QC Comet, is in desperate need of a kidney transplant. She's been on this journey for a number of years. And we're happy to say that she has gotten to the place where she's finally gotten a donor.
Excellent.
And she's running a GoFundMe campaign to defray the cost, not cover the whole cost, but to help cover the cost of this much-needed kidney transplant. And so I'm asking people to, if you can, support Sonia Rule, former QC Comet, in this GoFundMe campaign. I'm just going to read the email, the internet address for the campaign. It's gofund.me/EC1680CA. That's gofund.me/EC1680CA. QC Comets, I'm calling on y'all to step up and support. Sonia Roll and that year's soccer team, Eric.
Yeah.
I played goalie and I scored a goal. That's how good that soccer team was. I was the goalie, and I scored a goal.
And it wasn't from your post?
No, I got up to like halfway line. I wasn't that good yet. But that's how good that team was, right? It's a good team. And I was able to score a goal as goalie. And I thank them for that because it's that. And I jumped so high in the air one time to block this boy. He asked me if I was, superwoman.
And you broke your ankle.
And then I broke my ankle.
Yeah.
It's my call to fame. Now, just a little bit of news. I want to say good morning to the young lady that walked into oncoming traffic to saunter across the road. Let me show you all something.
Where was this?
This is on... This
could have been anywhere, by the way. But yeah,
but I'm so glad that you asked. It was Shirley Street and East Street intersection just before you get there.
Okay.
Right? And I wanted to say to her that you have a promising career in launching. But like most Bahamian launchers, you forget that you actually launching once you get halfway in the road. And then you begin walking again. That is going to get you killed. Forget about disqualified in the competition. It's Bahamian Olympics.
Yeah.
That will get you killed. But I can be honest with you, young man, ma'am. It's a young woman, young ma'am. When I watch you saunter across the road and touch the doorknob of that office you touch, where the people is parked on the sidewalk constantly, despite the fact that they have a parking lot behind a building, despite the fact that that is a main tourist thoroughfare, and you forcing them to walk into the road to navigate past your building, three stories of air condition and comfort and joy and money-making, and y'all think poor people should walk in the road so y'all could park your car on the sidewalk? Yes, ma'am. That's why you got that attitude this morning, because as soon as you touched the door, I understood the attitude that would cause you to throw your body in front of other people's car and expect them to risk their life and property to save you.
She must see no arm again, eh?
Yeah. Anyway, maybe, for a second, I thought that was, what they call that, Armstrong Street and Dowswell Street. That's where the other prominent law firm is, where your staff park on the sidewalk, not just impeding pedestrian traffic, but impeding traffic generally. And it wouldn't be like that intersection isn't one of the highest accident, I don't even know how you say it. Perhaps the most accidents occur right there, right? What is wrong with this place? When the people who have actually sworn an oath to uphold the laws are the ones who are breaking them and flaunting it like ain't nobody could do nothing about it. I want to say to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, please, it is every police officer's job to enforce traffic controls, not every officer's job to break them. It is not just the duty of road traffic or motorcycle officers to enforce traffic controls. There are two things that really break my heart in this town. The first is watching police officers ignore traffic infractions taking place in front of them. The second is watching those officers commit those infractions themselves. I heard what Dwight was talking about on the radio. I didn't realize people were now driving the wrong way on Shirley Street, like regularly enough for Morning Blend to mention it. That's something that I has mentioned. You know how it must have escalated for Morning Blend to be talking about it? I want to say good morning to that majestic tour van, bus, lorry. I don't know. It ain't a mini. It's not like a van where you sell ice cream out of. And it's bigger than a jitney. It's like in England. And they say, oh, we going from England to France through the water. It was one of them. Why would you, in a vehicle with markers on it, so I could call your boss right now and identify who you are, why would you drive so recklessly through town? And I know you don't think it's reckless. You don't understand. You're only doing, what, 15, 20 miles an hour? You don't understand why you need to use your turn signal. Why I need to use my turn signal, miss? You can't see this big van?
They never learned what a turn signal was when they were buying their license in the first. But see, that's another story for another day.
I tell you what, though. We generally have done those drivers a disservice because there are no special requirements for driving commercial vehicles.
Nope.
It ain't happening. Oh, but we have another. I got a call. I'm coming to you right now. I can finish this off right now. I just want to say this is a wide problem. Maybe we need to treat driving like a sport. Maybe we need to focus on like hot rod associations and automobile clubs to build a culture of appreciation for driving because the driving schools and the people who enforce the driving controls are not doing a good job of creating a culture of appreciation. And I want to say good morning to the driving instructor that cussed me off this week when I called them to say, hey, did you know that you have driving instructors out here turning left on red without stopping for 3 seconds minimum at their intersection to see that the way is clear? You have driving instructors out there that are teaching students right now that they don't have to stop at the red light before they turn left on red. They could just run
just
straight
coast.
Through the
You're
red light.
Coast. Make sure there's enough space, and you just have to mash gas so that way the car behind you don't hit the back of your car.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's it. Down like mm-hmm. they is teach, but you know. Anyway. I want to say this. If we are in the third largest archipelago or in the largest archipelago in the region and third maybe in the hemisphere, if we are going to focus on importing cars into this country, particularly on an island that's 21/7, let us also focus on the things required to maintain good driving cultures. Let's encourage properly moderated and regulated driving clubs, automobile associations. Because this makes no sense. The island is 21/7. We have a police force of thousands of officers. And every day, people are subject to the most insane behavior, both by the mindless and the reckless, and then by those who don't understand that their car is not their personal vehicle. It's not like they're in their house. And they could drive at whatever speed they want, whatever they want. We got some old people on this road, and guess what? They have the right to be on the road, but you do not have the right to terrorize them doing foolishness. And they're old people. And I say that like that because I could be an old people soon, too. Please, remember, you still got to move at the pace of the world. Okay? Thank you very much. Mr. Sawyer, now... All we can right. go to a break. We can go to this caller. Then we can go to a break. And then I can need you to learn me some things about sports because I heard there's big talks in the NFL and I want to learn how to sign a man to a contract and how to trade him when I'm tired of him.
Oh, no problem. I can tell you.
Oh, great, great. So let's get to this caller. Caller, you on the clock. Good morning, Sparky. How you doing?
Just here trying to learn you something.
Yes, sir.
If you could give me one coming second over the 30 seconds, I just want to say, President.
Morning, sir.
I don't know how much of them came on that new big big dinghy.
Yeah, yeah.
But Miss Green, I read that to a friend of mine on Western Esplanade, what they call the fish fry, not on Arawaki now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just call Arawaki when the boat is coming with the cars to take. Y'all just call that Arawaki. And y'all just call the Western Esplanade Arawaki. But I went by the Western Esplanade, my Miss Lady was doing a drinking day.
Uh-huh.
And she said she see the big boat come up there and through their path right by our stall now. But she didn't see none of the tourists reached on my fish fry.
Uh-huh.
So she was wondering if the people can't walk to the boat and go and they take them over to Atlantis or Rose Island because ain't none come West Main Street needing the fish fry.
Man, look here, Sparky.
Or the boat just come to visit us when they come empty.
I know it didn't come empty.
But let me ask the question, COVID gone?
Listen. You don't mind. Once I don't have to pay. If COVID don't sign into work, I don't have to pay COVID. And
you
that is all I worry about.
Listen to what I'm saying. I've been watching international news and all these refugees leaving Ukraine and Africa and everything going all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But I see nobody traveling with no mask no more. They ain't getting nobody no test no more.
It is.
Ain't nobody doing no nose thing no more. They just jumping on a train or walking across.
I got you, Sparky.
I
got you, Sparky. We can have a conversation about that next week. We have a conversation about that. But on that cruise ship thing, you know what's interesting? I got a word from a tourist who's coming to the Bahamas via cruise, and they were very concerned. They had read in a cruise blog, and I haven't been able to find. And so I'm trying to clarify this point. I thank you for raising it, Sparky, when you say that you are out west in Esplanade and you ain't see none of them thousands of tourists who are potentially on that boat heading that way. The guest said that they read in a cruise blog that that there are now rules in place that some cruises are not allowing passengers to come off the boat to New Providence. I wasn't able to get the name of the blog. I haven't been able to get back in touch with those people. The message was sent to me. But for the Ministry of Tourism, could you make a general and clear statement? Can you share it with your international and regional partners to ensure that they all understand what the current policies and protocols are? A couple of weeks ago, a Bahamian returning to the Bahamas said that in the Detroit airport, he was told that if he hadn't completed the travel visa, that he wouldn't have been able to fly back to the Bahamas, even though Bahamians is no longer required.
Sigh.
And so I just say this to say to the Ministry of Tourism, let's ensure that the messaging is clear, it's timely, and coherent. And so we're not frightening people or deterring them from coming this way. Because tourism is our number one sport.
Straight true.
Absolutely. All right, I got a couple of texts here. Great show as usual. By summer, gas might be up to over $8 a gallon. So I'm going to tell people from sifting from now, don't think about stealing gas out of people's gas tank because I will act the fool. No, they will be acting the fool.
Yeah, no, it can be. No, like right now, I feel like we're going to get a lot of sprinters and long-distance runners are going to come out of this.
Yeah, man.
If we have to...
$8 worth of gas.
Where were you guys? Because I just run to work.
But listen, race walking...
Yeah.
...is in the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly. We could do this.
And hey, shout out to Mr. Moss from Johnson Road, number one race walking in the Bahamas. We got a long history of that.
I wonder what bumper-to-bumper traffic would look like if we walking.
Buddy, anyway, that's my music. We got to go to a break. I'm going to get to these texts. When we get back, stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9. You're on the clock.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
Fidelity, we're good. believe in relationship banking. We take pride in getting to know our clients. You have access to knowledgeable, approachable ambassadors and financial coaches so that we can recommend the best product for you. At Fidelity, we care about you. From your financial health to your physical health, we can relate to you because we're just like you. Come and start your relationship banking experience with us today. Visit us online at fidelitygroup.com, visit any of our branches in Nassau or Grand Bahama, or phone 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 for Freeport. Fidelity.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Aaron Green and my host for Sports Friday, Mr. Eric Sawyer III. Okay, Mr. Sawyer, let me just get through some local news, and then I need you to teach me a thing or two. So,
that's right.
From the Guardian, Nassau Guardian this week, Hennessy Bahamas pours into basketball in the Bahamas. Now, first of all, I want to say thank you to Hennessy. I hope you heard me on the show lamenting for days and days and days. Thank you for stepping up to the challenge. Hennessy will become a gold sponsor of the Bahamas Basketball Federation.
Yes, sir.
To assist the organization's long-term goals, growth, and sustainability. The sponsorship was recently announced at a special gathering of executives at Hennessy Bahamas and Commonwealth Brewery Limited. The Mia Marshall, the brand manager for Hennessy, said her organization's sensibilities align with the country's interest in basketball, both at the local and international levels. In March 2021, Hennessy became the first official spirit of the NBA and is now focused on the development of the game and its brand in the Bahamas. And the reason I want to read all of that is, first of all, thank you, Hennessy, for standing up and stepping up. There's no way we could have all of these talented professional players and all of this money in the town, and we couldn't figure out how the two of them could work together. But the second thing is this, Mr. Sawyer. If we're serious about making basketball of engagement that we need, right, to build a culture of appreciation for the sport, Hennessy is the official spirit, was one of the first official spirits of the NBA. And that commitment to international and local basketball is the type of paradigm that you need to drive local basketball and to drive participation at the international level. I want to mention Bahamian hurdler Devin Charlton. She's broken new ground winning the World Indoor Tour title in the 60 meters hurdles for 2022. Big up,
yes.
Devin Charlton. You know what that mean? That mean when these boys be trying to throw these little cheesy and corny lines at you, you could just hurdle right over them. When these people them trying to block your way and throw obstacles in your way, you could just hurdle right over them. Congratulations, Devin. And that means that Devin Charlton was the only athlete. Oh, she's the only athlete from the Bahamas to qualify in the way that she did, and she's the second Bahamian in history to win a World Athletics Indoor Tour title, joining Donald Thomas, who accomplished that feat in the men's high jump in 2017. The first woman to do it as well. Let me say the first female athlete, the first woman to do it. Charlton has three of the top four times in the women's 60-meter hurdles in Bahamian history. She, along with quarter-milers Shawnee Miller-Weibo and Megan Moss, are set to represent the Bahamas in Belgrade next month at the World Athletics Indoor Championships. Want to mention Pauline Davis just briefly. She had the official release of a book on International Women's Day. And I want to say, did y'all know that Pauline Davis was the first black woman to be elected to the World Athletics Council? First black woman.
That is excellent.
That is excellent.
That is, yeah.
I just want y'all to know.
It can be done.
Yeah, but we've done our athletes a disservice, right? We're not truly recognizing their contribution to the world. Now, this is just a quick story. Women's Cricket World Cup. See, Mr. Sawyer.
I saw it on TV, yeah.
Now, this is why I have to mention this.
The question for the national sport debate, should a criteria for selection be a relatively equal or equitable amount of participation from both men and women?
It should be. I'm not sure how many people you know that used to play cricket
yeah.
in the country. I know one, for yeah. sure. He's playing the junior national team. You know him, too. Charlie Gator.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
He's been in junior.
But I ain't worried about all of that.
He'd know really yeah. who to talk to, where to go, where to funnel, you know, because we're going to need supplies, training. We all know where we can practice.
Yeah. But you see, our Parker's.
We only got one place to practice.
Our Parker's going to help us train for. It's going to be like, listen, you're going to pretend like you're parking, you got to park that little stick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not why I was being petty. Did you know that Women's Cricket World Championships began 2 years before men figured out how to do a world championship?
I do.
Yeah, women take the lead. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I know you're getting that, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, that dad.
Another quick story. Aiden clutches basket seals Suns victory. Now, here's why I have to read this one. Because every time this boy have a great game, it's like his team loses. But this time.
Yeah, he finally had a good game.
Yeah.
Hit the clutch basket. Yeah. And they won.
Yeah. And
Chris Paul out. Chris Paul is out.
Yeah.
He has a thumb injury. He has a serious thumb injury. Bunch of torn ligaments.
Oh, man.
And he may miss the playoffs. But for sure, he's going to miss the rest of the regular season. For sure.
Wow.
So we'll see how it goes in the playoffs.
Okay, is he playing with Aiden?
Aiden,
look here, I'm going to need you to ship like a whole small grove of aloe. Mm-hmm. We can start with aloe.
You just wrap it
we need to aloe. We can start and wrap it with aloe. Then we need to get a bunch of Cerise. Then you bathe the thumb in Cerise for 7 days straight.
And then you drink tea and watch The Price is Right. And
yeah.
All is better.
And you will heal very, very mm-hmm. quickly. Trust me, that's yes. my Grammy recipe. Never miss a day of school. Also, I hear the Suns beat the Heat for the playoff spot, and Aiden them.
It wasn't a playoff spot; it's just for playoff seeding because the Suns and the Heat, the Suns in the West and the Heat is in the East. So it was just for playoff seeding, really,
okay.
to see because the playoffs start in about maybe 3 weeks, a month.
Yeah, okay.
So they just it's a battle of the two top seeds in both divisions.
Ah, I got
you. The Heat and the Suns, they're the top.
So. It's very likely that Aiden and them going to the playoffs this year.
Very likely.
That's good.
So very likely.
That's good because it could be hot this summer. It's a good matchup. It makes sense. It could be hot. Aiden, congratulations. Way to go. Just mentioned very quickly, Bahamian Collegiate tennis players hit the courts. And we want to say it was a busy weekend for Sydney Clark, Jacoby Bain, and Abigail Sims. They were all playing. And Taylor and Carey are swimmers. They head to North Carolina for the D2 championships. Texier. Oh boy. So dear Texter, thank you for sharing that red plate number with me. Did you know that there's an officer, a staff member in the public service who is responsible for receiving, monitoring complaints about red plates? And I will forward that information to the relevant authority. I ain't gonna read the number on here. That's not nice. People make mistakes, but to help them, we don't expose them.
Right.
And remember that for your children as well.
You deal with that internally.
Right. You do it for adults. You do it for children, too. Texas says, Aaron, I see you don't want to talk about the woman them putting on makeup while in a car or the woman them who have children on their lap while driving. Dear Texas, it's great that you... Good to see you. I don't have to talk about it because you will talk about it. Now we're both doing the work, and that is great. Thank you for joining me in the work, Texter.
Yep.
I need Sawyer's contact to discuss a development of a new sport from a very old Bahamian custom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All right, Texter. I will give him your contact.
Do so. Yeah, no problem.
Absolutely. Look at that. Just gone to the man. But I mean, I did tell you all I choose my teams by color. So we have imported cars that have instruments that measured kilometers per hour and road signs are in miles per hour. So drivers don't know how to calculate the speed.
They don't.
I know. That's true.
They don't.
But you could. You could sit down and calculate it.
No. See, there's no sign.
No, don't calculate it while you're sitting down behind the wheel of the car. Focus on the driving part. Yeah, don't do that. But I had to figure it out. And I'm going to do that exercise, and I'm going to tell you all how to fix this. with a little Sharpie.
You know how much people can do it because their motto in school was cheat or repeat. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
Boy, that makes sense. I'm just saying it makes sense. You come here to learn me some things, and that makes sense. Okay, so before we talk about the NFL and the NBA, look here. Brittany Griner playing in Russia, returning from New York with some hashish, or suspected hashish oil in a vape cartridge.
Pen,
yes. First of all, Brittany, you big and you grown. Smoke where it's legal.
Yeah, I don't understand.
What? First of all,
in the midst of a world war.
Right.
A budding world war. This is not the time to try to catch yourself. No.
Not like that.
No, man. Catch yourself when you...
Take it from a country that's in a transshipment route.
Yes.
Right? First of all, pack your own bag. And before you pack your bag, go through all of your luggage. Go through all of your pieces of clothing.
Every pocket.
Anything that have a zipper, you go through it.
Uh-huh.
Right? Second of all, don't never leave your bags unattended in a hotel room. You pack right before you leaving. So you have your eyes on your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Never leave your bag unattended when you're moving from your house to the airport. Put your own bag in the back trunk or watch the taxi driver put it, especially if you're a superstar. Come on, man.
She's a superstar. She's the business. She's the truth. She's the truth. Like watching her play ball.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Now, I'm going to ask, how could a Bahamian woman like me get on a Russian roster? Right? Because I figured...
You ain't tall enough.
No, but you sure?
I'm positive. You ain't
tall. Not even to be a guard?
Maybe.
What about Bugsy, man? What about 5'3", the greatest basketball player in the history of the world?
The greatest, shortest player in history.
Yeah.
No, those days are gone. 5'3", you have to have exceptional skill like Muggsy.
Yeah, Muggsy, yeah. My bad.
Tyrone Muggsy Bogues, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't even tall enough to reach the M. That's all I'm saying.
He was, but if you reach for that ball and miss, oh, you want a highlight reel.
Yeah. So I was surprised. I did some research. Women in the NBA are capping out at like 500,000, WNBA 500,000 plus. That's with sponsors, with deals, with every endorsement you could get. That's
why
match.
They play in 2 and 3 leagues per year. That's why they play all year.
Two and three. So not just...
Chongwell plays ball all year, you know.
So I know she's playing in the U.S. And she's playing in Bosnia?
Yes.
Wow.
She plays ball all year. Wow. All year.
So look here. I see, which I'm doing this reading, Chongwell was able to get out of Russia safely. A little stress.
Yeah.
But she got out safely, right? And I had to read this. She's a Bosnian Bahamian. Now, listen, Jonquil, everything cool. I like Bosnia. I have no problem with Bosnia at all. I'm just saying, who are you going to play for in the Olympics? And how do we retain this talent? Do we create dual citizenship?
See, these are stories for another day. You know, we come to talk sports.
But this is a sports story because I would know.
But I mean, I was going to say, well, you know, here in the Bahamas, you know, you could keep your passport. We ain't really checking. Yeah, we ain't really checking.
That's all right.
Getting it.
We could let Jonquil bring you all as much conch salad and Kalik as you all want.
Hey, listen, once we could export that, we good.
Science, Kalik, it don't matter anything Bahamian, we sending it.
Yeah.
Just send her back regularly so we could, you know, benefit.
Yeah, the sand's got to be cold, though. Oh, it got to be cold.
Super, super. But I mean, the sign's got to be warm, but the sign's got to be cold.
Exactly.
That's a slogan. Look here. Dear Jimmy's, y'all call me. I got something for you. Okay. So, yeah, that's not as much sport. I just thought it was an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered whether it's because she's black, because she's American, or is it because she's gay with so much pressure? And the attitudes in Russia around marijuana are draconian.
I don't think it has anything to do with the other things. With the last two. Yeah, I think it's just because she had marijuana on her. Black or white, yellow, red, brown. It wouldn't have mattered.
Any nationality.
You're going to get locked up.
Absolutely.
What's the saying on WhatsApp? You're going to jail, boy. You're going to jail.
Absolutely. So look here. The Major League, let's get back to sports. Major League Baseball lockout is over.
That means...
So what happened? They haven't been playing at all? They're supposed to be playing and they haven't been playing?
No, they were supposed to start in April. Of course, you know, seeing that there was no spring training, then after getting the training and whatnot, so we'll probably start in May. And the deal of the new collective bargaining agreement, the CBA.
Yeah.
Runs till 2028, I think.
Right.
29, I could be mistaken.
Yeah.
6 or 7 years, anyway. And it now mandates that in the National League, now pitchers don't have to bat anymore. See, because in the American League, there's something called a designated hitter.
Right.
And that's who hits in the space of the pitcher. So in the World Series, whenever the games are played in an American League stadium, the pitcher never bats. But if the game goes in a National League stadium, the pitcher has to bat.
Dear Mr. Green from Barbados, who used to teach sports at QC, you tell me I had to bat.
Yeah.
There was no breaks.
No.
But now they could do that. That right. seems a bit non-competitive. Like, I feel like y'all...
They should have gone out of the way with that. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Like in American League, everybody should bat.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, man, go up there and bat. And they also said now the playoff teams now go from 10 to 12. So now we'll have longer playoffs. More teams can make it.
Okay.
Which is more revenue, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody after COVID is trying to build, more revenue.
I got that.
Yeah.
And look here, I know baseball fans, they love this sport, buddy.
People who love baseball, missing baseball.
And people who like to drink beer.
Right.
That's what I said.
Right. I'm a Yankee fan in the AL and a Brave fan in the NL. So, you know, I'm celebrating a World Series.
But you's a Bahamian. See, you's telling me I can't do that, like, with football. I can't. But you doing it.
No. But you doing it on a week-to-week basis.
Listen, that's how a woman is, follow sports, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Listen, so we're going to go to a break. And when we come back from the break, let's talk about the NFL draft, trades, and free agency.
Phew. It's been busy.
Buddy, but look here, what's the boy named Wilson? See if you could get me in on this trade, man. Packers or something. Let me go to Green Bay. Hear the music. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Soy.
Prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. Anybody quick. After something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas. Then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Soya, and today we are talking sports. We are talking NFL draft, trades, and free agencies. Now, Mr. Soya, first of all, I didn't know that this part of the game could be as exciting as the other part of the game where they actually play the game. But this, the trades, the free agencies.
Yeah, the business part of it is very exciting.
Yeah, man.
Makes for good sports talk radio.
Ball, this is entertainment. So the 87th draft is going to be in April, the end of April, right? So we got a month and a half before the draft. So what's happening right now?
Right now, just free agency signings, wheels, steals, deals, all of that is going on. You know, right. Aaron Rodgers signed 4 years, $220 million.
Listen, I feel so bad.
A football.
I feel so bad for that boy Jordan Love.
Yeah, because I don't know where he, well, I mean, there are teams that need a quarterback, you know, like the Houston Texans, maybe we could pick him up.
Because they don't, look like he's getting any play with the Packers.
Yeah, the Dolphins always need it. They always need a quarterback. Ever since Dan Marino, they haven't really had.
If Miami was in our success. Second capital city, buddy, I'd talk about the Dolphins bad. But I have a feeling that legally we joined together.
Yeah, but I just love talking bad about the Dolphins because, you know.
They bad.
They
horrible.
They horrible. Putrid.
I don't understand it. They got some stellar players on AT. They just, you know,
that's
what?
Where careers go to die.
Life is too good in Florida. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. See, these boys, them in Green Bay, that boy Aaron Rodgers, he got the fire in him. You know why? If you don't, you could die.
Yeah. It's cold. Wisconsin is cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and you know how I know that? Like that, what you say, that Miami is where players go for their careers to die, right? It hot in Miami. It's so hot in Miami that it changes the nature. Like, Miami is the place where the heat has more impact on the game than the actual Miami Dolphins do. Mm-hmm. I dare Florida. Don't block me out of Florida.
Mind the Dolphins. Man, they just, ugh. Anyway, but that's neither here nor there.
Does Rodgers deserve $200 million extension?
No. And all Packers fans could come looking for me. No, he does not.
Because, okay, I saw this other list.
$20 million. He's a diva, 1-4 in NFC Championship games. Cannot beat my beloved 49ers. He can't beat them in the playoffs. I don't care what he does in the regular season.
Yeah.
They have all these MVPs and other awards and trying to make sure people forget about who was his predecessor, Brett Favre. Trying to make people forget. And he has done nothing. He had one good run. One time, he went on a road winning streak and he got one ring in the 14 or 15 years he's been there. He's garbage.
Look here. So I was reading this ranking of the starting quarterbacks for the 2021 season, right? First of all, I don't understand this. How could Brady be number one and Rodgers be number two if they did not win the Super Bowl?
That's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, that's
it's a ranking through the whole season. Yeah. I get that part.
Hey, it's a ranking through the whole season, but Brady retired and he's still number one.
Look here. First of all, this list cannot be fair. How could, who won it? The Rams won, right? How could Stafford be number five on the list? Now, this isn't an official NFL list, right?
But that's just a power index somebody put together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I expected Mahomes to do better than number seven. But what else I need to know about this? Because I enjoy learning about how to contract a man and then how I could trade him if I am unsatisfied with that contract.
Well, the monies have to add up on both ends, you know, and then the level of player, you know, each time you make a Pro Bowl, which is like the All-Star game.
Right.
That then adds value to you as a player.
And so that's why it's important to get to the Pro Bowl.
That's why it's important to get there. Even if you don't play, it's important to get there because then it rises your value. Yeah. If indeed you must be traded. Like, take for instance, Russell Wilson, 10-year player, 9-time Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Right, so they had to get all of those draft picks. That's why they got 5 draft picks and 3 players.
So one player for every prize he wins.
Exactly.
Now, is Wilson worth it? Is he? Because I know he's good, but has he won a Super Bowl yet?
Yes, he has.
When?
Yes, he has. He beat the Broncos in 2013.
That's 9 years ago.
Yeah, man. He had to beat us to get there, though. So to be the best.
That's like Westbrook. Best. I mean, you were good at one point, but do you still qualify?
Yeah, Westbrook don't have a ring, though.
At all. Yeah. Dear Westbrook, we was laughing at you this weekend. By we, I mean me and other people who understand the game more than me, but we was laughing at you. Because the OK Thunders, that's where he was signed,
OKC,
right?
Yeah.
So I was watching this American fan. He was devastated. Durant, this boy Westbrook, and Harden. Mm-hmm. And Harden and Durant have gone off to go win a ring somewhere else.
Only Durant.
Durant. Mm-hmm. But he is so sad that they had all of these good players, but they did nothing
to keep them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dear Westbrook, don't be playing for the Lakers. Bahamians will talk about you bad.
But the Lakers talking about him bad. The Laker fans are doing the exact same thing. Like, his family doesn't even want to come to the games anymore to support him just because of the hecklers in the stands.
Yeah.
It's that bad right now in LA.
I hear even LeBron James talk to him.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, the king could talk to him bad, but you know, he's the king. You know? But
so look here.
I mean, they lost to the Rockets in overtime night before last, you know.
Yeah.
The Rockets. The worst team in the West.
Listen, I got a text here. It says, hey, Miss Green, don't try to talk sports. Stick to all the other great topics you know. LOL NBA playoffs. Buddy, look here. What do you mean don't talk sports? You want me
talking? I'm trying to learn.
I going to go park minutes this morning, but I had to learn the official rules of sports. Y'all don't.
Yeah, like you don't park the former prime minister.
That's yeah, I mean, that's a rule you can't.
Yeah, that's.
He lucky, buddy. Okay. Mrs. Black. Your guess is misleading your listeners as it relates to the Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins had two back-to-back winning seasons. Every team don't make the playoffs. Last season, the Dolphins won 10 games and didn't make the playoffs. With that same winning percentage, this season, they would have made the playoffs.
That is true. They are also the only team to lose 7 games in a season and win 7 straight games in the same season. So, okay, yeah, 2 back-to-back winning seasons. That's fine.
We're not counting the 7-7, though, as those winning seasons.
9-8 last year, 10-6 the previous year.
Okay.
But, you know.
Nine and eight is in the winning season.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's more than 500, so that's considered winning.
This is not PLP math. This is not PLP math, Texter.
No, but that's what they consider, you know, I'm winning in sport. That's just like baseball. When you see a batter bats 400 in baseball, and they say, oh, yeah, he's a great batter, he bats 400. That's 4 out of 10, you know.
I know.
In anywhere else in life except baseball, and then the 3-point percent. Anywhere else, 40% is a failure.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a failure. But Steph Curry, oh yeah, he shoots from 3, 45%. Yeah. What? That's less than half.
Yeah, unless it's BTC you selling, and then Texas says, also, no team in the history of professional sports ever had a perfect season like the Dolphins.
Oh, boy.
This was in 1978, right?
1972.
Listen.
They still holding on to that?
They didn't read the instructions on the Obeah. Yeah. If you had read the instructions on the Obeah, I would have told you, yeah, but you ain't going to never win a championship again.
Bruh. But the last time the Dolphins made an AFC championship game, Penland was living. And I'm serious with that.
Listen, I know a lot of good people who are also Dolphin fans.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not disparaging
lying,
y'all.
I'm not lying.
No, okay, he's telling the truth.
The last time they made it was 1993.
I got another text here that says, great show as usual. Y'all don't try to take my idea of contact golf because I was the first one to come up with that idea. So when that sports becomes worldwide, I will buy y'all 2 Kong salad and 6 Kong fritter for advertising my sport first. You know what I was thinking, Mr. Sawyer?
Mm.
We need putting ranges. We need the little mini golf.
Yeah.
We need those, right? Let me tell you why. Because we focus on sport as a golf as a national sport. Not the national sport, but we have golf courses here.
We do. Very nice one.
New Providence and Grand Bahama.
Yes,
and I think they're working on one in Exuma too.
Yes.
Right?
They are. Yes,
so
they
we
are.
Have that part.
Mm-hmm.
The average student can't get to that golf course, but they could get to the putting range and they could get to the mini golf facility and they could begin practicing and scaling up right there. And then you can see who you need to drive to
right.
that professional space.
Like I said, you can see, you know, you can separate cheap from gold at that point.
Yeah, man. No, but the same. It's Curry Goat time, man. You catch my belly just now. It's a good thing we had the end of the show.
Plenty coleslaw.
Oh, boy. White rice. That's a Bahamian thing. John Quayle, tell them people make sure always have white rice and coleslaw on the side for you because you are a champion. And we're glad that you're safe. Brittany Griner, we and all of the Americans praying for your safe return to the Bahamas.
Man. Please, man. Get home safe.
Along with all of the people caught up in this war, there's...
I got myself a text message.
Yes, sir. Read the text.
From a Cowboy fan.
Yes, sir.
Her name...
Yes.
...is Leah Enias.
Yes.
She's a big cowgirl, you know.
Okay.
Big cowgirl. Yeah, I mean, it trickles down years and years of them being losers. Years and years. The whole family. Like, they're all
cowgirls. Good morning, Leah. How you doing?
Fans. Yeah, you know. Yeah. And her show comes back on TV.
Goombay Kids is coming back on air. You have to tune into Goombay Kids, April 25th. on Cable Bahamas.
Yeah.
Look here, these guys have won awards all around the world, including Cannes.
I am so proud to say that that's my friend. Like, that's my personal friend.
Yes, and that's my cousin. That's your friend. That's my cousin.
Look at you. Look at you. Look at your Dalton family.
That's our sport.
That's a sport here.
Yeah, that's our sport.
As soon as you make it, yeah, but that's my family.
Yeah, yeah, but no, that's a sporter. That's one of the original spotters.
Yeah, that's one of the original spotters.
Yeah, man. Leah, congratulations. Even though you're a cowboy fan, I mean, that must be sad in your life.
Cowgirl.
Technically, you're a cowgirl. That must be sad in your life.
We must always put sardines and cowgirl fans where they belong.
Listen, on the sports talk table is the only place where you could disparage your competitor. In the real world, though, we're taking time and care with each other. Remember, we love each other, even when we don't remember that. And to all our Bahamian launchers, get insurance first. That's the type of sport that require insurance.
See me off here for that.
Thank you, Mr. Sawyer,
for
joining me today and learning me some things about sports. I got 2 weeks to get my colors straight, figure out who I'm pulling for in the NBA playoffs.
Get your mind right.
Absolutely. Have a great day, Bahamas. Guardian Radio AM is up next.
Come on, come on, come on.